I'm talking to former U.S. military infectious disease specialist, Colonel Michael Lewis, MD. I don't know whether I should call you doctor or colonel, but anyway, thanks for chatting with me this morning.
It's great to be with you.
Now, you were an infectious disease hunter for the Army, which sounds like something out of a movie. What exactly did you do?
Well, when I was stationed in Southeast Asia, my job was literally to run around Asia looking for new and interesting diseases and let the world know about them.
That sounds exciting and scary at the same time, because Southeast Asia, that's where SARS began, right?
I was at ground zero, basically, when SARS happened and bird flu and a number of other things. So,
okay,
yeah,
so
it was more exciting than scary.
So you have a lot of experience with these type of diseases. So how does COVID-19 compare? How serious is it?
Well, there's two aspects of it. It's a new disease. So, you know, when we talk about things like influenza, it changes incrementally year to year. And so we have some innate immune response as a population. It's when it takes a big leap, like it did in 1918, or with bird flu or Hong Kong flu, some of these other ones. Well, the COVID-19 is a new virus that the world's population has never really seen. So scientifically, it's very serious. On the other hand, there's a huge difference between now, today's world, and 2003. And I think that the biggest difference is just we're being bombarded 24/7 by this, emotionally, mentally, through the news. And I think that is probably causing as much stress and as much problems as the actual disease itself.
So how do we manage that kind of stress?
Well, turn off the TV, turn off the news. I mean, you think 20, 30 years ago, the only way we got the news was the morning newspaper and, you know, the evening news on the major, you know, three major networks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was plenty. You know, we survived. You know, we didn't have this supercomputer in the palm of our hands that is telling us every minute. You don't need a minute to minute or hour to hour update on what's going on. It's absolutely absurd. And the biggest concern that I have as somebody dealt with infectious diseases as a physician is really, what is the stress doing to us? And more importantly, we know that stress really hurts our immune system, and that actually being exposed to all this stress is making it worse, that we are more susceptible to getting the disease if we're exposed to it.
I've noticed that it seems like the stress and anxiety are spreading faster than the disease itself.
Well, it does. And and it becomes this negative cycle. And the more stress, the more susceptible we are to the virus. And it's not just the coronavirus. I mean, I think with all this stress, we're going to see people with more colds, potentially more influenza, and then it's going to confuse the situation, you know. And of course, that's when testing becomes a little bit more important, is to be able to distinguish between the different types of things going on out there.
So how do we manage all this information and still stay sane on a day-to-day basis?
Again, you know, minute to minute and hour to hour are not going to make, you know, your life any better or worse. So, you know, once, twice, three times a day, set limits on how much exposure you have to the news. You're better off, you know, turning on some old comedy movies or whatever if you're stuck at home. But, you know, that brings up two really, really big points. One is, you know, just because you're stuck at home doesn't give you license to eat a bunch of junk food and sugar and candy and whatever. So now's the time to really focus on eating healthy, you know, fruits and vegetables, not candy and cakes and crackers and potato chips. And the other thing is, you know, I really bristle at the idea when we're told, you know, stay in your house. Well, that's actually, I think, in many ways, hurtful and harmful and wrong advice. Get outside, take a walk. Now, keep your social distancing. That's important. But get outside. If it's get some sunshine, take a walk in nature, get some exercise. So exercise and good nutrition, I think, are more important than anything. And when you go outside and take a walk or a jog in the woods, leave your phone at home so you're not tempted to sit there and check the news minute to minute.
That makes a ton of sense. That fresh air, that light is all good for our neurotransmitters, for things like serotonin, right?
It's good for everything. It's, you could combine so many different things. If you're taking a walk in the woods, do it with a loved one, with a spouse or with your kids, help, keep that family dynamic together. That's important. It could be very meditative. You could be, focus on the things that you should be thankful for. Even as the world's crashing around us, we can always find things to be grateful for.
So we should remember to get some exercise, eat healthy, watch out for information overload, and look for things to be grateful for. That's the prescription in a nutshell.
If you could do that, your immune system's going to stay stronger. Now, there's different supplements that can be helpful. There's some just starting to begin talk, we're hearing about different pharmaceutical medications, but there's some studies out there that show that, omega-3s from fish oil can help decrease the risk of getting a disease. I do some work with a fish oil company, and we see that. And, I do some work with a hemp-derived CBD company, and, one of the best ways to deal with stress is, as they said in World War II, keep calm and carry on. I say keep calm and take CBD.
I've heard CBD is great for stress.
Not just stress, but can help fine-tune and keep your immune system strong as well.
I didn't know that. That's great to hear. And supplements aren't going to hurt either, right?
No, you could overdo it, but, supplements are just that. They're meant to supplement your good eating habits, not replace them.
Makes sense. You can't live on chips and then take a vitamin to balance it out. Dr. Lewis, I really appreciate you sharing these tips with me this morning. I'm definitely going to put a bunch of them into play.
Well, thanks, and hopefully your listeners will as well.